Hi there. Welcome to Joyce on YouTube. Don't forget to join us on the Joyce Meyer app and at joycemeyer.org for more of what you're about to see and lots of great content to help you in your everyday life. Thanks so much for joining us.
We're all making progress. Do you know that right now, today, as you listen to this teaching, you're making progress and God is working in you through His Word and changing you. In Philippians 1:6, the Bible says that being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you is well able to complete it and bring it to its finish. You know, a lot of times I think you hear people say, well, I found God. Well, no, really, actually, He found you and invited you into a relationship with Him, and your part was to accept or reject. But He invited you, He found you, and He began a good work in you to change you and make you more like Jesus. And He's continuing to do that. And the Bible gives us this promise that He will finish the good work that He started. If He doesn't finish, it's not His fault. It's because we gave up and didn't continue to work with Him. 2 Corinthians 3:18 tells us that as long as we are continuing to look in the Word, that God is continuing to change us. Remember that. As long as you're studying God's Word and applying it to your life, then you are changing. 2 Corinthians says, from glory to glory. And it's not your work, it's not your job to try to change yourself, but this is something that's done by the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit take charge of your transformation. If you try to change yourself, you're only going to end up being frustrated. If you try to be like someone else, you're just going to end up being frustrated. How about this? Relax and be who you are. Doesn't that sound good? You know, one of my favorite things about my husband is he lets me be who I am. Matter of fact, we had something kind of funny happen yesterday morning. I got a little bit flustered. Well, actually, I was a lot flustered. Something wasn't working right with my computer. I was trying to send an email. It wasn't going anywhere, and the person I was sending it to was texting me, asking me what the answer was to the question I was trying to answer, and phones were ringing, and I was getting text messages, and I'd been outside trying to walk, and something was wrong with my walking app, and I was just frustrated. Well, Dave loves to have fun with me, and so he knew full well that I was in a hurry and a little bit frustrated. He said, oh, come here and give me a hug. And I said, Dave, I am busy right now. I don't have time for hugging. And he laughed. And of course, he said, you're going to give me a hug anyway. And I did. And so later I said, I'm sorry, I was cranky when you wanted to hug me. And he said, were you cranky? He said, I don't remember you being cranky. I said, yeah, I was cranky when you tried to hug me. He said, oh, I don't call that cranky. I just call that Joyce. Well, He's accepted me the way I am, and He knows every once in a while I get a little bit of spitfire in me, and He actually thinks it's funny. You know, if we look at things differently when we consider the people that we live with and the people we're in relationship with and accept things about them, it's going to make it so much easier, and we need to do the same thing with ourselves. You're not going to be perfect until Jesus comes back, and neither am I. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't keep growing and that we don't try to do our best, but you can't feel guilty and condemned every time you make a mistake. As I said before, I tried to be like so many different people that I actually lost myself. When I finally got around to saying, what am I like? I had tried to be like so many people for so long that I didn't even really know what I was supposed to be like, and I had to find myself again in order to be who I was. And maybe you feel like that. Maybe you've tried to be so many different people or tried to be what other people have wanted you to be, that you're not really sure who you are anymore. And you need to get with God, spend some time with Him, and find out with God's help who you are, what your temperament and personality is, and stop feeling like there's something wrong with you all the time. Until you accept yourself, you are never going to be happy. I'm going to say that again, and I want you to get it. Until you accept yourself, you are never going to be happy. Now, I'm not talking about accepting sin, and I'm not talking about just saying, well, you know, I'm an angry person, so I'll just, it's okay for me to be an angry person. It's not okay for us to just continue in sin and do things that the Bible tells us not to do. But what I am saying is if you accept yourself where you're at right now, while you're growing and getting to where you need to be, you can enjoy your journey. Otherwise, you're going to be miserable the whole time. And I think if you are miserable because you're trying to change yourself, it actually stunts your growth. It certainly doesn't help it. I believe that we all need to agree with God. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? So what does God say about you? Well, listen to this. He says he loves you unconditionally. He's with you all the time, whether you feel God's presence or not. He has promised to be with us at all times. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. He rejoices over you with singing, says in Zephaniah. He is pleased with you. That doesn't mean he's pleased with everything you do, but he's pleased with you. You're made right with him through faith in Jesus Christ. I love that. And many other wonderful things. And I just dare you to have enough faith to begin to say the same things about yourself that God says about you. Now, like I said, you don't have to go find somebody and say, hey, did you know I'm wonderful and, you know, I'm this and that. But you can make those confessions in the privacy of your own home or when you're spending time with God or when the enemy's coming against you and trying to tell you that you're no good and you need to be something other than what you are. And I tell you, when you find someone that accepts you as you are and loves you while you're changing, you have found something very valuable that you want to hang on to. I invite you to join me in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today for more on this topic and other teachings. I believe God will use these to help you in your everyday life. I'll look forward to seeing you there.